Well, hello, guys, and here's the winner of the Eurovision Song Contest. An unknown band, I think they call it ABBA, but it's spelt very weirdly. And they're from Sweden. And they sang a song called Waterloo. And even I thought it was kind of catchy. But winning the Eurovision doesn't really mean much. It's mostly politically motivated. And you probably won't hear from this band again. Sorry, guys, no, that was 50 years ago. Can you believe it? No, here's the real winner of the 2024 Eurovision Song Contest. Called Nemo, I think. And I think they're from Sweden too, I couldn't care less. And of course the UK came 18th, I think. Well, they weren't quite sucking the hind tit, but they usually are. It's not that they don't really have talent or anything, it's just they don't like the UK. I guess it's not woke enough. And I'm looking at this person here and I can't figure out what they are. And probably that's the look they were going for. I listened to some of the song, but I didn't like it. It didn't know what it was trying to be. But generally the Eurovision has always been rigged. And this year was a complete and absolute mess. And that's because it was taken over by complete and utter crazy wokeness. So you would expect drama and chaos, and that's what it was. Of course, you remember the stories out of Switzerland quite a long time ago. But it's funny how you don't hear those stories anymore, although it's still going on. They're keeping it quiet. Switzerland hasn't been Switzerland for many, many years. Eurovision has always been the same. It doesn't actually vote on talent. It votes on acts that are so bland that they don't upset anybody. Lots of people say, well, why didn't ABBA show up? ABBA isn't that stupid, are they? And you know, I don't know anybody that watches it. Anyway, take it easy, guys. Waterloo, how do you think we won the war? Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.